I'm this episode of Gonna Save Me From Myself. It's been brought to you by Chipotle Mexican Grill. Want a burrito, taco, come to Chipotle live from New Wakanda, Indianapolis, Indiana. It's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. It's your host, King Steven Sanders. On this episode, the King brings you back to the job journal. Called the job journal letter. The King is going to talk about his personal dealings at his job. Now he's basically been busy. And also, he just had a bad day. And he wants to actually continue working at his job. Or just give up the blip. Along with him, hey now, Hank Aaron. So let's get this show started and bring it up here. Here's your host, and don't you forget it, King Steven Big Dog Sanders. Thank you, Hank Aaron. Thank you. Welcome to the most seen podcast ever. This is the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. I am your host, King Steven Sanders, also known as Big Dog. And today, it's job journal, backed by popular demand, it's the job journal 11. It's been a while since I did so about that, but let's get to the whole situation. So, 1 month ago, I went to my bosses and asked them about talking about going to become kitchen manager, about moving up. Because for the past several months before my new GM or new people got here, there's been a lot of problems between the store. I'm not going to tell you what the store is. All I know is that our GM quit. Even our apprentice, who was our assistant manager, quit. It was hard for management to try to take control of the whole situation. Basically, it felt like the inmates were running the asylum. The kitchen manager now, and also the service manager now, they had to end up running the entire store before our new GM came. And because of our short staff, we had problems with doing well in our audit, and also I have already had so many people who I couldn't stand during the time push my own buttons every single time for no apparent reason. Almost drove me out of the company twice already. And lately I got tired of it. But if it wasn't for my sister telling me, don't do it. If you end up leaving, then they win. And she was right. I didn't give in to it, but it's so hard to do that. And plus, here's the thing. So, I decided to do the training as a kitchen manager with another person, which I have no hard feelings for. Big time respect. But during the time when training, he already made their decision of who this person should be the new kitchen manager. So rather than picking me, they picked another person because he's shown good leadership. I have been proving myself every single day at work. Yeah, I like to have fun sometimes. But that's just who I am. But when it comes to, like, the job, I'm hands down making sure it's done. And certain people say, oh, you need to be faster on dishes. I've been trying to prove, been trying to make sure I've been going fast on the dishes. But certain people are going too fast on dishes. They forgetting stuff. Little details. Food residues, food stains. Making sure the pans are sanitized. Making sure everything's washed and scrubbed the right way. But every single time I try to get there, there's always somebody always in my way trying to keep me from finishing my task. Look, I don't mind doing those tasks, but I need to make sure that those dishes are taken care of first. Because that's our number one priority. Without those, we can't basically keep anything stored or even safe. So because the corporate already made their decision on that, I just don't know. Well, because since they already chose someone else to be the new kitchen manager, and I got bumped to certified trainer, I'm starting to question myself. Do I even want to continue going after this, or just basically give up entirely? Because ever since I've been wanting to prove myself and doing this training of it, I have given up at least 50 job offers to become a part-time bartender. And that was hard to do because I was very dedicated with this. And I wasn't going to go back to bartending until I got this position, got this promotion. But I just hear in my head, should I stay? Should I just keep going after it, or just stay where I am? Honestly, I just don't know anymore. You put your life on the line of doing this job to prove that you should be, that you're worthy to become a manager. But someone always finds something that's wrong, and you become a sitting target. Now, I'm sorry I'm not the right fit, but I just kind of wish they would say it to my face instead of just having my GM tell me that. As far as someone saying that I'm not basically worthy, saying that there's people that look to me as a leader, then somebody might want to rephrase that and also think again, because there's some people that I know that don't take me seriously as a leader. Always want to try to keep the big dog down. Because are you fucking kidding me? I've been trying to prove to people that I'm a good leader. Because here's the thing. You got people acting a fool for no reason. They keep causing problems and shit. Remember that time I tried to basically help somebody out on something? They always had to be acting a fool for no reason. I ain't messing with that anymore. All I know is that there's going to be a time when I won't be there and they're going to be trying to figure out where I am. And when that happens, I'll be long gone. No, I'm serious, because I'm tired of proving myself on something I well deserve. I feel like every time I prove myself, no one's taking any interest in me. No one. It has nothing to do with racism or anything else. I just feel like no one won't give me a chance. No one. So, until the day comes that I become a kitchen manager, I'll be more relaxed. But for now on, I'm just going to focus on my balance here at Chipotle or even somewhere else, and then becoming a bartender. Because right now, I just don't feel like, I don't have the strength of having to prove to people that I'm a good leader again. Because no matter what I do, no matter how hard I try, no one will see me as a leader. And I don't have a problem with the person they chose, but the fact is, that was their decision. I just feel like no one's not taking me serious because of this whole situation. After all the sacrifices that I had to endure just to make sure that the store was okay. And right now, I don't feel like I don't have anything left. I've dedicated my life for the past couple months to proving people that they can be better. Right now, they just don't see that with me anymore. Well, they do see it, they just basically ignore it. That's how I feel. And even if I did become a kitchen manager, and no one doesn't take me seriously, what next? Exactly. They're going to end up running all over me just to get their way. Now I just need to go focus on something else than trying to become a manager. Look, I do love the job I do. Just, I'm getting tired of having to prove myself every single time. And no one don't see it. Because here's the thing, Jack. You know why I'm on my phone every single time in the morning before I even start cooking? It's to take photos of certain things that is wrong. There, I have seen food being left out in the hot box before, after closing. Grease traps full to the max, which is completely messed up. Even the grease trap underneath the stove. I mean, not stove, the grill. That's been filled with so much liquid and also grease that I can't even count. Not to mention that the sinks have not been cleaned properly. And where do people get off? I need to stay in my lane. I know what it's like to be at the top. I was a chef in catering before I came to Chipotle. Now, I busted a lot of years to prove myself that I can become a chef, and I did it. Because let me tell you something, all those haters out there that thinking that I can't be a manager. All this fighting and scratching I've been doing, this is for real. And I will tell you this, if I am lucky enough to make it big, I ain't gonna forget the people who got stuck here. And you can believe that. So as far as me making a decision on where, what I'm gonna do from now on, I'm just gonna basically take it day by day and just focus on my balance of work, besides as I am cook or chef, and also as a bartender, because I got some catching up to do with my bartending game. And right now, the people need to see more bartenders with good tricks. All these haters may not see me as a leader, but some people think I am. And from now on, I decide my own faith. Nobody else. That concludes my job journal for today. Stay tuned for tomorrow about what's going on with another conversation with about Valentine's Day. Yeah, and also for Martin Luther King. We also got that episode loading up soon. So, everybody stay tuned. This is King Steven signing out for the day. And also, before I sign out, I'm just going to leave y'all with a serious note. If you see an opportunity, go after it at your job. No matter what the outcome is, go after it. You'll learn something from it. Because no one can basically just hide in the dark anymore. If you see something wrong, make a change to make it better. This is Steven Sanders signing out. Peace and Wakanda forever.